The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
McCullough.
All right. Well, there we are. The camera looking live in Los Angeles, California, where that fellow right there, put that fellow up there. Put the California guy. There he is. There's Stevie B. He's in California. And what's going on behind you there in the room, by the way? Because we keep, like, are you getting shelled by Hamas or what? Is are they launching rockets through your hotel window? What's going on? Huh?
Okay.
What?
I'm at my buddy's house here in Los Angeles,
yeah.
And he's got
dogs.
He's got two pit bulls in the room with me, and you know, I don't know if they voted for President Obama or not, but just occasionally they'll give me a particular look, and I just have to make sure I'm not going to become lunch over here anytime quick.
All right. Well, see, now there's no temptation for you to wander off during the commercial breaks either.
Yeah. No, I'm staying right here.
We've trained them to keep you right where you are.
Thanks, Kevo.
Anyway, it's hour number two. It's a Saturday night. We normally try to have some fun. It's just been hard in recent weeks because there's pit bulls trying to eat Steven, for one thing. But on the other end of the scale, the news has just been incredibly intense and serious. And so what we're dealing with tonight is another one of those topics where you had news headlines and things being reported that I don't know how we look at it and don't wonder if we're like in some very historic period of time. When Europeans became aware that trains were traveling through their countries carrying Jews to gas chambers, how did they respond? Because we're kind of living in an era in which unabated evil is being allowed to prosper. And in the process of watching this evil take place, what are we saying and doing about it? I found myself very upside down on Friday. I told you this in the first hour, but I read a piece by Ann Coulter who had criticized the doctor that worked for Samaritan's Purse, saying that he'd been foolish. She used the word idiotic to go to Africa to try to help people fight the Ebola virus. And I just thought, well, what a gas bag. How can you even say that about a man who has volunteered his life and nearly lost it trying to serve other people? That doesn't make any sense. So I was really irritated at the number one conservative columnist in the world. And I found myself strongly in support of the decision that the president made, because on Thursday the rumor was he was only going to authorize humanitarian flights, meaning they were going to drop big batches of water and food for the people on the top of the mountains. And it turned out he did a lot more than that. He sent a bunch of F-18s and drones, and they've been dropping bombs on these satanic, demonic people that are cutting heads off of children and so forth. And so I was supportive of President Obama, which is not a feeling I'm familiar with. And I was highly critical of a prominent conservative, and I just walked around all day long going, this has got to be the most backward thing I've experienced in a long time. But having said that, Stephen, there was another story that came to light. I don't know, maybe you heard this one or not, but there was one section of these groups, of the people that were trapped, in which the ISIS people were getting close and had captured some of these people. And the parents were kind of faced with this dilemma. Do we let our daughter be raped and dismembered in front of us? Or do we toss her over the cliff of the mountain and pray that she dies a merciful death, in a single thud on the ground when she lands? And I try to be a parent in those shoes. You know, how do you make that kind of choice?
No.
These are the things that we're not used to dealing with in this world, and yet it is a true sign that reprobate evil is alive and well. So let's take some calls. By the way, we've got one phone line open, and your reaction to the persecuted Christians that are in Iraq and the other people groups that are being butchered mercilessly, the president's decision to send airstrikes, and your reactions to all of this. I want to know your thoughts on it. Let's go to Gino, who's calling from the Bronx, listening to AM 970, our flagship in New York. Gino, welcome. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. We're glad you're with us.
I think it's time to change the name of Baldwin McCullough Show to the Annie and Gino from the Bronx Show. Because apparently we're the only two geniuses out there that have figured out that Obama is pulling a bait and switch. He's wagging the dog, or in his case, he's wagging the communist in chief, Muttdale. Kevin,
So these beheaded kids don't matter to you.
Mongoloid.
So these beheaded kids don't matter to you.
Saying this. How can you fall for this guy? He's pulling a bait and switch because he wants us to take our eyes off what he's going to do in the next couple of weeks, which is to give amnesty to 5 million illegal aliens by executive fiat.
Nobody's lost.
These warm Republicans are going to let him get away with it.
They might. I agree with you there. But nobody. I haven't. My eye's not off the border. I can think about more than one thing at one time. You're telling
but
me that these... Gino, hold on. Gino, wait.
Okay, go ahead.
You're telling me that the beheading of children doesn't bother you.
It does bother me, but does it bother you that he's finally taking action? 3 months ago, he could have bombed these bastards into long-living hell that they belong. These barbarians have been doing this all along in Syria, in Iraq, and now sooner or later in Afghanistan, and now he's acting a couple of months before the election? Come on.
Well, so the alcoholic stops beating his wife after the fifth year when he could have stopped beating her after the third year. You're not going to say it's still a good decision after the fifth year?
You said it right when we ignored what was going on during the Holocaust. And we're now doing the same thing because Obama's doing it when he lets those murderous barbarians in Gaza and Hamas get away with doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the same with ISIL. I still believe that Obama never does anything that is of true humanitarian unless he stands to profit or gain by it. And I'm telling you, Annie was correct. I'm correct on this. Unfortunately, you went after the other Annie Coulter. Maybe she made a mistake in judgment in saying what she did. But you got to figure Obama and the Bolsheviks in the Democrat Party never do a damn thing right.
All right.
You know, Kevin, back when Annie called, and now our other outstanding supporter there, Gino, clearly. We love you, Gino. We love you, Annie. But it does, you know, it maybe I'm a sucker. Maybe I'm naive. I certainly with actions that this president has already demonstrated, how he got Obamacare passed.
Well, I'm not rubber stamping everything that came before this. I wrote a book. It was an accurate book. I have legitimate criticisms of him. I'm not.
I understand.
I'm suddenly not going, oh, he's walking on water. But come on, look. I asked Stephen Baldwin to be on time for this radio show for 4 years. In year five, he showed up sometimes on time. I'm not going to beat him up for the 4 years after he starts showing up. Hey, congratulations! You're doing it right. Good job. Keep going.
Thanks, Kev.
Well, I'm just saying.
Thanks, buddy.
Does it make any sense to continue to pound people down when they do one thing that's good? Like, at least acknowledge it.
In the immortal words of Kermit the Frog, it's not easy being green, Kevin, just so you know.
What's that have to do with anything?
But I will say this. I'm going to go on the record and say, I do not believe this is some political move by the president. To identify the Christians specifically. I'm sorry, Annie. I think that clearly when you see a genocide being committed against a specific faith and you choose to stop it, that's a good thing.
I agree. And even if it was just the Yazidis or the other groups that are up there, because there's some other funky groups that are being tortured and persecuted right now, it's still the right thing to do.
It's still absolutely.
If you take innocent people and you're subjecting them to this kind of evil, but to Gino's point, we will watch the border issue. We will see what he passes by way of his amnesty program here coming up. We're not going to be blind to that. But this was the right thing to do, and we need to do more of it. Dianne Feinstein, a liberal Democrat senator from California, said airstrikes won't be enough. We're going to have to pound these guys back to the Stone Ages to displace all of the momentum that they've gained to this point. And I think we're going to have a stomach to stick it out. We'll see. All right, so how much time do we have, Ivan? All right, so we're just moments away from our next break, so we're going to do this, and then we'll be back. He's Stevie B. He's in California. I haven't asked him why he's in California yet. We'll get into that when we continue. And we're glad that you're with us every Saturday night, where we try to be Saturday Night Funny. Baldwin McCullough, live.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it, because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on set. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
McCullough Live from New York. Stevie B, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
Okay.
You don't see me?
Well, I see you, but are you playing Candy Crush on your phone? Because it looks like on TV you're playing Candy Crush on your phone.
No, I'm just surfing the net here, babe. Surfing the net.
Okay. Well, we're doing a radio show. Just in case.
Oh, that's right.
Just in case you were wondering. But no, we're glad that you're with us. I got a phone call last hour, Stephen, that came into the office line here at Extreme Media, and it was Joanna, and she was calling. She said, "You know what? I called the MyPillow guys, and she said I told them I used the names of you guys, and they didn't know what I was talking about." So I got her phone number. And I called her back and I said, "Joanna, first of all, thank you for listening on Saturday night. We so appreciate it." And I said, "Secondly, instead of using our name when you contact MyPillow,
right,
use the promo code specific to either STVB, Stevie B, that's four letters, STVB, or KMC, Kevin McCullough, KMC. And those will work whether you go on the website online or whether you call them on the 800 number. When they ask you for the promo code, say the promo code, and then just pick one of them, Stevie B or KMC, and
right,
and they'll take care of you. But if they don't know our names, and they may be getting calls from, you know, multiple places around the world, you're going to have to use the specific program promo code. So if anybody else was listening and had that problem last hour, because we were telling you about the MyPillow, and when I tell you that they guarantee it for 10 years, and I promise you, I have never had the kind of restorative sleep that I'm having now. I want you to call because I want you to get that help. Every person I've told about this pillow, Steve, it's been like this. At first, they're like, "No, come on, that doesn't really work."
Right.
And then they find out that the National Sleep Foundation has named it the only pillow that they endorse, the National Sleep Foundation. And then they say, "Well, tell me your experience." And I'm like, "Well, I used to use three pillows, and I would start out getting the right support for my neck, but by, you know, like an hour into my night, the down had flattened out, the rolled up pillow wasn't working, and I would wake up with kinks in my neck and pain in my back and so forth." And the MyPillow has changed all of that. And so I'm really thankful for the folks, for Mike and the entire team there. And I just want you to know that kind of relief can be yours as well. If you've had restless sleep, you got to get this MyPillow. Now, I told you last hour, Stephen, about the people we were talking to at lunch today. Out of the blue, and the lovely bride never does this. The lovely bride never does this. Out of the blue, she goes, "Yeah, you know what, guys?" She said, "I thought Kevin was full of it, too, when he was saying, you know, the stuff about this and that." And she said, and they sent me one. And she said, "I have to admit, I haven't even told Kevin this, but I have to admit that the pain that I was getting in my shoulders with the new pregnancy that we're embarking upon our third child," she said, I'd had really bad shoulder pain and neck pain, and the first night it went away, the very first night. And I had never heard her say that, and she volunteered it to the friends that we were having lunch with. So I thought that was pretty interesting as well. Anyway,
the same with my wife, who's a big sleeper. Says she's. I can just say this for myself, Kevin. I want to just comment because this is really good stuff. It's blessing. There's a reason they've sold almost 5 million of these pillows, guys.
Exactly.
And for me, I'm sleeping more comfortably. I'm sleeping better and more deeply. My wife says her neck and shoulder pain is gone, similar to your wife, Kevin, because my second daughter is almost out of the house. I, being like her third child, caused an interesting amount of stress in her life. But the MyPillow has been working for myself and my wife as well.
Yeah, and friends, it'll work with you the first night. It stays cool all night. That's one of the other features that, you know, if you use down pillows, they get really warm. But guaranteed for 10 years, 60-day money-back guarantee right up front. No matter even if it works, you just don't like it, you want to send it back, they'll give you your money back, 60 days, no questions asked. But beyond that, for the next 10 years, they'll warranty it. So if it stops working, they'll replace it at no cost. That's how confident they are. And somebody asked me about, Kev, why do you think it's different? I said, well, basically, Mike's story is when he was 16, he spent his entire paycheck to try to get the most expensive pillow he could because he could not sleep as a big guy. I mean, he's 6'2", you know, roughly my height, but he could not sleep at age of 16 because of the problems that he had. Tried to get a pillow that he thought was going to solve it, spent his whole paycheck, got the most expensive pillow he could, and it didn't work. So he spent the next several years, many years, reverse engineering everything right. that people don't like about their pillows.
Right.
And memory foam goes flat, down goes flat, all this stuff doesn't work after a period of time. He said, how do we make something that keeps working? And that's what they did. They reversed engineered the pillow from the inside out. That's why they offer the 10-year warranty. That's why I know you're going to be, it's going to change your life. And even if you're pessimistic, as I was at first, I can say that with great confidence. So anyway, here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. And then please, when they ask you for the promo code, if you want to get the buy one, get one free, you tell them STVB or KMC. Either one of our initials will get you that deal. But it's a buy one, get one free, STVB or KMC. But you got to use those promo codes. All right. We're talking about Iraq. We're talking about the headlines. We're talking about the hideous atrocities that are going on there that I really think parallel the way the Jews were treated in World War II. But instead now we're talking about the folks that are the Christian believers in the Mosul area that were run out of the Christian sites there. People have been, Stephen, I don't know if you heard about this, people were trapped in a church and they assaulted the church. They have burned churches to the ground. They have done all sorts of things in these past few weeks, and we are finally doing something about it. Do you think it's the right thing? Is it too little, too late? Do you believe, like Gino and Annie do, that this is just all one big wag the dog thing, just designed to distract Americans from the amnesty bill that's going to come down, or any number of other issues that are on the table? How do you interpret what we're doing in Iraq as the importance that it has in your own mind? I'm curious as to how do you rank it with other things that are going on. 888-340-3373. Real quickly, let's go to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, Ralph. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough.
You know, okay, I wouldn't hold it against you to support Obama now, because at the Geneva Convention, you are really, you know, what we would call, you know, a neutral party and a non-combatant. Likewise, you can apply that in my case. Now, that being said, I have said again and again that this man Obama is a mere figurehead, a Hollywood production, an acting president. So everything that this man has set out to do since the very, very beginning, okay, is not for real, right? I have to be skeptical about this man, considering what went down in Libya, which he attributed to a quote-unquote movie, and it turns out to be not the case. But furthermore, you know, I have, at this stage and at this point in time, I have no vested interest in this miserable, this man.
All right, Ralph, on that note, we got to go to break. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and if put that shot back up on the screen there, Nick, for people that are watching on Biz TV, we started out with a very sun-drenched shot of that shot at the beginning of the show 2 hours ago, but now it looks nice and well color-balanced. That's Hollywood Avenue, Hollywood Boulevard, I believe, in Los Angeles, California, and that's where Stephen Baldwin is joining us from tonight, and we have, I'm in the New York studios, Calvin McCullough. By the way, we haven't given our phone number enough, and if you're listening by way of radio, it's not on your screen 24/7, so we should probably do that. 888-340-3373 is the phone number, 888-340-3373. And two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. The question is very simple. We're back in Iraq. The president cited the suffering of the Christians there specifically as one of the reasons why were there. Your thoughts and reactions and feelings to it. We're getting a lot of cynical people saying tonight that this is something that's just wag the dog or something that's designed to distract from other things that he may wish to do in another couple of weeks. What are your thoughts on it? 888-340-3373. I thought it was shocking at the beginning of the show, admitting that I am, in fact, supportive of this move. I've wanted us to be bombing these guys for a while. I don't like these ISIS guys. I do not like them, Sam. I am. I think they're bad dudes. And when they're beheading children in front of their parents, when they're raping mothers and daughters in front of brothers and fathers and husbands, I just think that they're just disgusting pigs. And I don't have, Stephen, we do talk about our Christianity a lot, but I discovered something this week. And what I discovered was this. I don't have the physical capacity to offer the kind of forgiveness to those types of people. It's not in my DNA. I don't know how to say to a terrorist who is doing that I could forgive you. And I think I could forgive a lot of people for a lot of things, a lot of very horrible things. The horrible things that have been done to me in the past, I've forgiven people for. I don't know that I could forgive these guys. I don't know that I'm in my flesh, in blood, who I am in this world. I don't think I have the human capacity to be able to do that. Which is why, for instance, that forgiveness then always is a miraculous thing, because God is the one that initiates it, orients it, and is able to perform it perfectly. But I'm not able to. At least in this situation, I don't have anything in my heart that would say I forgive you guys for these types of things. And, you know, Jesus was pretty clear about this. He said, if you harm the hair of a child, it's better for you to have a millstone wrapped around your neck and dropped into the ocean. Now, a millstone weighed about 2,000 pounds. That's a pretty passionate defense for leaving innocent children alone, in my book, from the author of forgiveness. So, I'm still working. That's part of my salvation. I'm still working things out on is how to forgive the devils of this world.
Like all of us are, Kevin. And if I understand this Christian faith, which I'm doing my best one day at a time, what it suggests is, by the Holy Spirit's leading, do your very best to become each and every day more like Jesus.
Right.
But we will never, ever come even close, which is exactly why each and every day we need him.
Right.
I think there's a plan and a purpose. God our Father and Jesus our Savior and our Lord, I think they set it up a particular way, knowing that we were never going to get to that place that we need to. But it's an interesting conversation, Kevin, because the truth is Jesus did come and die to forgive and offer salvation to these very individuals that are committing these heinous acts.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
No doubt about it. And if you're anything short of a terrorist tonight, there's hope for you. I mean, even I can forgive some of the things short of what they're doing. Only God, I think, is able to forgive those guys. And to whatever degree they acknowledge him is going to be kind of what that's dependent upon. But anyway, let's quickly get another call or two in here. Frank in Des Moines, Iowa, you're up next. Hi, Frank. Welcome.
Hi. I don't want you guys to lose your mind, but I'm in partial agreement with Gino. I mean, apparently these guys are so extreme, the Al-Qaeda don't want anything to do with them.
There you go.
So the point I'd like to make is, against all the advice of the generals, all the advice of certain politicians, telling Obama this would happen if he absolutely withdrew from Iraq and gave a deadline of doing so,
right?
He done it against their best wishes. And we have American personnel there, about 100 or so. The northern regions of the Kurdish regions are oil rich. And he may be...
Frank, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I want you to finish your thought, but we got to take this break. Coming back with Frank and Stephen and Kevin. Stay with us.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The.com. Glad you're with us.
Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, Baldwin McCullough Live, and a busy night in Times Square that shot live on Biz TV if you're watching us on television. Our phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We lost Stephen's TV connection. We'll get him back momentarily. But I want to go back to Brad. I want to go back to Frank because, Frank, you were in the midst of making an important point, and, of course, the computer does what it usually does and cuts us off right in the most important part. So just go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, I don't know if either of you guys has read Ed Klein's last two books, but in his most recent book, the Clintons call the Obamas amateurs and bunglers. And the Obamas call the Clintons opportunists, and both are right about each other's family.
I see that. In the previous book,
Ed Klein interviewed Reverend Wright and asked Reverend Wright if, to his knowledge, Obama ever converted to Christianity, and Reverend Wright told him point blank, I don't know. Everything Obama does to me...
How would Reverend Wright know what a Christian looks like? That's my question.
Well, he was his pastor for 20 years.
Yeah, right. You're missing the subtlety of my question, Frank.
Okay.
How would Reverend Wright understand what a Christian looks like?
Well, exactly. I understand your point.
Yeah. So, I mean...
But...
Yeah, it's a crapshoot. I mean, you're rolling the dice on that one.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is, in my opinion, and I don't know if everybody feels like this, but I feel like Obama is at minimum a terrorist sympathizer. I don't think he is pro-Christian at all. So if he's doing this, he may be doing the right thing, and I agree with you. But I think there's some stuff under the surface that's yet to be known.
So you're kind of halfway between where Gino and Annie were,
yes,
and where Stephen and I are.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Thanks for the call. There's nothing wrong with that. It's, Stephen, it's trust but verify. It's, okay, he did something good. I can say he did something good in sending the bombs. And he just got to follow it up with more good. I mean, that's, you know, that's not complicated. We don't have Stephen. No, we have his picture. We don't have it. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can. I don't know where.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. So we're not wholesale endorsing him for the rest of his term. We're just saying this was a good thing.
Yeah, and you know what's cool, Kevin, is a lot of folks listen to Baldwin McCullough Live, and it's true. Early on, we said some pretty aggressive things, and I, for myself, Kevin, have just taking the approach now that, for the most part, a whole lot of Americans, until now, didn't agree with some of the things we said and the way we said them. So we chilled out a little bit. Decided, let's relax, let's calm down, you know. But now and again on this program, when we felt it was an interesting topic that was worthy of discussion, we would talk about the president. It's very interesting that right now, that last caller, Gino, everybody else, that they're seeing this as a tail wagging the dog type thing. This, I'm going to give the president the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to just say that. I wish I may. I wish I might. I don't know. I'm just hoping that clearly, as you and I have described already, with what is going on over there, and I said it before, Kevin, I think that behind the scenes, people sat him down and said, hey, buddy, this is bad stuff. And it, you ain't looking so good. So obviously it doesn't mean go in there.
Well,
and
I think
start.
There were people saying that when he started announcing when we were going to leave. And I think to Frank's point that you had advisors saying, Mr. President, if you do that, you're going to invite the worst elements of terrorists to descend upon Iraq. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, it's Kevin. But at the same time, we've already seen Barack Obama, you know, cop the attitude, so to speak, which is, hey, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
America is not the world's police.
Well, and he even said today, and this is kind of stunning, but it wasn't his decision to pull out of Iraq when he did. I don't know whose decision it was, because he was kind of the guy that made the decision. But anyway.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Must have been Joe Biden.
Let's go to Brad, line two, Louisville. Hey, Brad, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate both you guys. I agree, and if anything, I think this came at an inconvenient time for him, and he really had to do something, or he was going to look even worse than he did when he pulled out of Iraq. Here's what I'm afraid of. I'm just afraid that he has shown a new precedent in his administration with the health care bill, and he's going to treat Iraq or any other situation the same way and change it as he goes along. And we could have boots on the ground at a moment's notice if he sees fit to say it on that day. And I really believe that.
Well, there's one. You don't have to look at this situation, Brad, to see rogue initiative being taken all over the place. And it wasn't just health care. It's been everything. If Congress won't work with me, I'll go around them. He basically wrote that into his State of the Union address. I mean, this is not new. That fear is so total. And so what I'm doing is I'm validating that concern that you have. And it's not just this action that would give you pause to think that might be the case. He's probably going to do that. But here's the thing that we forget about that element, Brad, and you need to be encouraged. The Supreme Court has blanked him 9-0 more times in his 6 years than Clinton and the two Bushes combined previous to him. So three presidencies prior to him, two of them going two terms, all of those years, he wasn't blanked as many times. They weren't blanked as many times, 9-0 in the Supreme Court, as much as this one is. In other words, the courts are beginning to rein him in, and there's more cases coming their way where they're going to have the opportunity to do that. We'll just have to wait and see. All right, we've got other callers we're going to get to. Sheila in New Jersey. Joe is watching on Biz TV in California. We're going to get to both of you guys before we're done. So stay with us here on Baldwin McCullough Live. And again, if you ever want to see the archives, go back and listen to any section, go back and re-watch anything. We've got all of that on our website at BaldwinMcCullough.com. Also on our Facebook pages. Stephen Baldwin, Calvin McCullough, coming right back. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states. About one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Beautiful shot if you're watching on Biz Television of Hollywood Boulevard. And it's Baldwin McCullough live on radio and TV across the country from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, from New York City to L.A. The radio and television, we're coming your way every Saturday night. We're glad to do it. Let's go. Stephen Baldwin's in Los Angeles tonight as well. And he's been playing with his iPhone and his iPad, and but looking good the whole time. Got some scruff on you, though. Yeah, got some scruff on you. Let's go to Los Angeles. Joe is standing by watching Biz TV. Hi, Joe. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I just wanted to tell Stephen Baldwin, I heard what he said about forgiveness of sins and how the Lord from the cross, when he died, shed the body and blood to forgive us our sins. That was true, but he forgot that the Lord's mother, the Blessed Mother of the Immaculate Conception, appears on earth. And when she appeared in Fatima, Portugal, one of the appearances of the children that could see the Blessed Mother but not hear nor speak with the Blessed Mother, like Sister Lucia could, saw the vision of the Father with his hand to his face, and he was like despondent. And the message he got from the Blessed Mother was, because we continue to sin as greatly as we are sinning, we must now ask the Holy Mother of the Immaculate Conception to intercede on our behalf and go to her son and to ask her son who died on the cross to wash away our sins one more time with his body and blood. And if we don't do this, that's the connection between forgiving sins and not forgiving sins. Stephen seems to think that Adolf Hitler's going to heaven. All these jihads are going to heaven. No.
No, no, no.
They have to ask one more time.
No, they probably haven't asked the first time, Joseph. So anyway, thanks for watching, and please be back with us next week. Sheila in New Jersey, you're going to have the last call on it. Hi, Sheila.
I just want to draw your attention quick to Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. And the scriptures say that God put down one man and put up another man. He put up the basis of men so that man will know that God rules in the affairs of man. And you don't have no more time for anything else. So have a blessed night.
Sheila, how does that relate to what we're talking about?
Well, what we're saying is that it relates in general, because the president have, if you look at the book of Darius, when the people who made the plot to put Daniel in line, and in other words, the men who make it, it wasn't the king. He didn't even know that. The kings or the leaders or the president or the rulership, they are surrounded by advisors, cabinet ministers, and they have
right
to take the advice of the people to make decisions. And so we see that God say put up the basis of men. So even so, the president of the United States may not be, I'm not taking on anybody's side, may not be.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling then. Because if you're not, the idea is for us to try to understand it. And if you're not taking a side and trying to understand it, then anyway, thanks for the call. Stephen, have a fun time in L.A. What are you doing out there?
I'm out here being interviewed for a documentary about a director that I worked with. Very, very well-known guy. Directed a couple movies, one called Rocky, the other one called The Karate Kid, and then a picture I did called 8 Seconds with
all
Luke
right
Perry.
And we'll catch up on that next time. Have a great week.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision
Alkavision Plasma pH drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of Alkavision Plasma pH drops for only $29.95 at alkavision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.